This is Vatican Radio. At the conclusion of Holy Mass Saturday at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City, Pope Francis led the faithful in the rite of coronation of the image of the Most Holy Virgin of Guadalupe. Veronica Scarisbrick is our correspondent traveling in Mexico with Pope Francis. She takes a look at the importance of this Marian image and some of the history behind it.
You are not an orphaned people, as you are proud to have a mother, Pope Francis once said, speaking to Mexicans about Our Lady of Guadalupe.
María, la mujer del sí, también quiso visitar a los habitantes de estas tierras de América.
I asked a number of people here in Mexico City what the Morenita meant to them, and they all replied, "She is our mother," except for one person, a security guard, who replied, "She is our jefa, our boss." I don't know what Pope Francis would have said to that, but what's certain is that his devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe runs deep.
¿Podría el sucesor de Pedro, llamado del lejano sur latinoamericano?
Earlier in the day, in his address to the Mexican bishops, he had said, could the successor of Peter, called from the far south of Latin America, deprive himself of seeing La Virgen Morenita?
Padre de misericordia, que has puesto a este pueblo tuyo bajo la especial protección de la siempre Virgen María de Guadalupe, madre de tu Hijo.
No surprise, then, that on the first full day of his visit, he celebrated Holy Mass with the Guadalupe faithful at the shrine on the Tepeyac Hill above Mexico City, where Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego all those centuries ago. With a stretch of imagination, the story began in 1519. It was Good Friday, and Spaniard Hernán Cortés disembarked on the shores of the American continent, to the dismay of the native Indians. 2 days later, the Franciscans, who had sailed with him, planted a wooden cross in the sand. Soon Cortés and his army had subjugated the mighty Aztec Empire with its terrifying sacrificial practices. But despite this military success, the Franciscans had a hard time converting this people. They tried hard enough. They even learnt the Aztec languages, going so far as to file down their incisors so as to better pronounce the unfamiliar sibilants. But to no avail, few Aztecs converted. Then in 1531, something extraordinary happened to one of the few they had baptized. His name, as I just said, was Juan Diego. The place, as I've said too, the Tepeyac Hill. Something the Aztec people, who believed in signs from the skies, understood. An apparition, that of Our Lady, soon to be named by the Spaniards of Guadalupe. It was to be a Marian apparition which brought together the culture of the Spaniards and the Aztecs. Perhaps, too, because Our Lady appeared as a mestizo of mixed race. As we can see in the image that she left during her fourth apparition to Juan Diego, on his simple sackcloth garment tied at the shoulder, known as tilma. This artifact, together with a text dating back to the 16th century, are all that tangibly remains to explain this apparition, after which 8 million Amerindians converted to the Catholic faith. In the 20th century, Pope Pius XI declared Our Lady of Guadalupe Queen of Mexico and patroness of Latin America and the Philippines. His successor to the See of Peter, Pius XII, stepped this up to both Americas. And now, in the 21st century, the first Latin American pope has celebrated Holy Mass with the Guadalupe faithful, adding his touch to the devotion by crowning her with a gold and silver tiara. With the Pope in Mexico City, I'm Veronica Scarisbrick.